Thank you, Otis. This is a special P&B meeting, open session, teleconference, Thursday, September 19, 2019, starting at 7:44 Eastern Standard Time. I'm Sabrina Jacobs, acting chair. Mr. Secretary Bill Crozier, please go ahead and take the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron, listener representative, KPFK.
Here.
Grace is here. Gary Bost, affiliate representative, Cerebral Radio.
I'm here.
Okay, Gary's here. Robin Collier, affiliate representative, KCEI.
Present.
Robin is here. Chris Corey, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier, listener representative, KPFT. I'm here. Donald Goldmacher, listener representative, KPFA.
Present.
Okay, Donald's here. Jane Goodman, listener representative, KPFK.
Here.
Jan is here. Sabrina Jacobs, staff representative, KPFA.
I'm here.
Okay. Sabrina's here. Wally James, staff representative, KPFT.
Here.
Okay. Wally's here. Dwayne Lark, listener representative, KPFT.
Present.
Dwayne's here. Adrienne LaViolette, listener representative, KPFT.
Here.
Adrienne is here. Martha Peterson, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Martha's here. Ron Pinchback, staff representative, WPFW.
Here.
Ron is here. Ralph Pointer, listener representative, WBAI. Entry Ralph. Lawrence Reyes, listener representative, KPFK.
Present.
Lawrence is here. Excuse me, is here. Sean Rhodes, staff representative, WBAI. Excuse me.
Here.
Sean is here. Eileen Rosen, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Eileen's here. Mansoor Sabah, staff representative, KPFK.
Hazard.
Mansoor is here. James Egerton, listener representative, WBAI.
Here.
James is here. Nancy Sorden, listener representative, WPFW.
Present.
Okay, Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, listener representative, WBAI.
Here.
Alex is here. Tom Voorhees, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Tom is here. John Verniel, our interim executive director.
Here.
John is here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian. Yeah, Terry John Tatum. Did he get the number and code? The new number and code? Good somebody check for John Tatum. Tamara Swiderski, our interim CFO. She's only going to be on the executive session. Okay. Going back, I didn't hear Ralph Pointer. Are you here? Somebody check to see if he got his call-in number and code. And didn't hear John Tatum. So let me count Director Susan. Anyone, directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair. Serena, you might be muted.
Okay, 1 second here. Okay.
Does anyone want me to call John Tatum just to make sure that's him?
I'm calling him now. Okay, give him this. Can somebody give him this phone number and code? Okay, it is 408-520.
We're on the stream, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I've done it. Been there, done that.
All right. Sabrina, do you want to, can you text it to me?
I don't have, do I have your phone number, Eileen? I don't think I have your phone number. Yeah, give me your, I'll text it to him myself, to John Taylor.
right. I'll call John in the meantime and tell him to watch out for him.
Is there any way you could conference him in, Eileen, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I could do that for starters. Let me see if I can get him.
Okay, that sounds great. I appreciate that.
Who else is missing?
I just spoke to Ralph. He's trying to get in. This is James.
James.
Okay, everybody, I've got John Tatum on my line.
Okay,
John, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay, you can hear me. What about Sabrina? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you, Eileen. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're both here. Great.
And I can hear Sabrina.
Good.
Okay.
We can all hear each other. John, if you're in front of your computer, maybe you could look and see if you were sent a new call-in number and PIN number.
I'm on my computer now.
Okay.
Who would have sent it to me? Would it have been
from
Bill?
Sabrina Jacobs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did get those numbers from Sabrina. Which
okay,
one?
Okay, Ralph got the wrong. The number that was sent to him is not working. Is that Ralph? Is that right?
That's right. Hello.
Okay.
Hello, Ralph here.
Hi, Ralph. Thank you so much.
That is Ralph.
Nancy.
Ralph here. Okay.
I'm here. The number.
Brian,
didn't work.
Can you?
It's okay.
Okay. Brian, is there any way you can check on that or? Hold on, let me see if we have you.
Well, I can tell you what the number is. 9538577.
We're on the stream.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay.
That's it. All
right.
All done it.
6, 7.
Wow, we got a full house.
Okay, so we got Ralph, we got John Tatum, everybody's ready to go, correct? Bill?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I don't have the code
okay, great.
For John Tatum, but I guess he got it, so okay.
Yeah, I just texted it to him. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, first order of business is... for the open session here on Thursday, September 19th, 2019. Agenda approval.
Excuse, identify timekeeper.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Got to do it. Identify timekeepers.
I'll be happy. Mansoor would be happy to do personal if you wish.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mansoor.
Thank you. So it's 90 seconds, and I would say 30 seconds, 15 seconds, or 10 seconds and then time. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Actually, in the interest of time, can we do 60 seconds per person?
It's up to you.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and do 60 seconds per person, okay?
So
I object. I object to the 50-minute rule, 50-second rule.
We should continue what we were doing.
Okay. And why do you object, Lawrence? You want to state a reason, or should we just go to the vote?
Why? Because we normally run out of time even with 120 seconds. I mean, with 90 seconds. So to cut it down, that's really going to we're not going to be able to inform ourselves in regards to, you know, what our concerns are.
Okay,
Mansoor is okay with 90 seconds as well.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be on the call all night long. So I hope you guys have your agendas all wiped out as far as personal agendas are concerned. Okay. Thank you. Can I have somebody do the time the people, or not the people, but the items, please?
Robin can do that.
I appreciate it, Robin. Thank you. Okay, so we got Robin and we got Mansoor. Great. Agenda approval.
Chair?
Are there any objections?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I submitted an amendment to my motion, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, so you sent an amendment to your motion?
Right.
Well, actually, let's find out from the secretary if that was received and put on the newest version of the agenda. Mr. Secretary, was that received?
I'll say, is it for the executive session? I'm trying to remember.
No, this is
before
open.
Let's see. And by the way, I sent out a revised one. I got several additions, requests for additions, just a little bit before the meeting, and I sent it out just a little while ago. Let me see. This is on your number 6 motion on removal of GM or IGM. Is that motion you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the election motion.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't have it on the agenda. Could you resend it to us, please?
It's number 4. National elections.
I just sent it like 10 minutes ago.
There's an NES report. We could take it up then if it has to do with the elections. Okay. Oh, you just sent it. Okay.
No, it's a motion.
Sorry, I was. Okay. And you sent it to all the PNB?
I sent it to the PNB. Yeah,
PNB. You can change your email. Every time you send something, it's from a different name.
I know.
And it's hard to
find
it.
Somebody hacked into it, Bill. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm trying to rectify that.
So motion extending ballot deadlines, is that the one from Ralph Pointer that you forwarded?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's so the one.
Well, I'll let Sabrina do it. So you're offering an amendment to add that to the agenda?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Alex on the stack.
Is everybody happy at that new revised agenda? Because I'm still trying to pull.
Yeah, Alex on the stack, Madam Chair.
Okay, one moment, Alex. I'm just trying to get this latest agenda up. Okay, there we go. Okay, go ahead, Alex.
Okay, I would like to move the item nomination and election of chair pro tem. The first item on the agenda after the agenda approval.
Second.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
We need to finish dealing with Lawrence's motion. I didn't hear who seconded it.
That was Grace, but it's all dilatory because we're not done with Lawrence's motion. So hang on a second.
That's what I mean.
Alex, hang on. Okay, so do we have Lawrence's motion amended? No.
You want me to read it? He emailed it to us. It's from Ralph Pointer. He forwarded it.
Okay.
Motion extending ballot deadlines, whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that ballots be mailed or are made available to the membership on August 15th, but only emails with voting information were sent that day and to a limited portion of the foundation's membership. And whereas postcards containing credentials for online voting were not sent to members for whom the stations allegedly did not submit email addresses until late August. And whereas the opt-in process that requires members to specifically request paper ballots has not been previously used in any election, and the need to do so was and is not clear to the membership, and whereas paper ballots were not sent to members who requested them months earlier until at best very late in August, the PNB urges the NES to extend the outgoing paper ballot decline. I guess that's supposed to be deadline. It says decline, and the return
deadline.
Date for all ballots. Deadline, okay. And the return date for all ballots by the greater of 2 weeks or the number of days delay in mailing the postcards or requested paper ballots. And what I was asking, I didn't understand who seconded it.
That was Grace seconding Alex's, I don't know, he wanted to be on the stack. It wasn't a point of order or anything okay. like that, but it has nothing to do with Lawrence's motion, and we haven't dealt with this. So once we dispense of this particular situation with yeah. Lawrence's amendment to his motion, then we'll get to that. So all that other stuff that just happened, we'll deal with for you. Okay, so does anybody have any objections to Lawrence's motion or amendment or anything like that? And where is it supposed to go in the agenda?
New item.
Well, Ralph, four.
What was that?
Under NES report.
Okay, so under NES report, okay.
Well, I checked it for the dev.
Okay, well, let
Thank
me know
you.
Where you want to put
I like
it. I've asked twice. Where is it? Where's it supposed
okay.
to go?
I'd like to put it before the NES report.
Okay, so you want it before the NES report? Are there any objections to Lawrence's amended motion going before the NES report number four on the agenda?
Pardon me here. The motion you're reading is my motion. This is Ralph speaking, and you've got a
okay.
wrong there.
Okay.
Not
well,
Lawrence.
I do apologize. I do. You know what? I don't have the motion in front of me because it was sent 10 minutes before the meeting started. So I do apologize.
No,
okay.
No, no
Thank
problem.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your
We're
time.
Out of time for the agenda unless someone wants to extend time.
Anybody want to extend time?
This is great. I'm
motion to extend time by 5 minutes.
I move to extend time by okay. 5 minutes for agenda approval.
So are you seconding Alex? Because Alex just said that.
I second.
Alex?
Lawrence.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes the agenda approval?
Yes, we can still vote on Ralph or Lawrence's motion, though, right?
Right, we need to extend still, time right now, though. Bill.
Well, we can do that without extending because it's already on the floor, right?
I have an amendment on the floor here.
Okay, that's the first I'm hearing of it, Alex. Hold on. You asked to be on the stack before, not that you had an amendment to anything else. So that's the first I'm hearing about it. Go ahead, Lawrence. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. So since Ralph's motion stands alone, would it be appropriate for my motion in regards to the Fair Campaign Provision, for that to remain as a live motion?
Okay, I didn't quite understand what you're saying. You're saying your amendment to Director Poynter's motion?
No. Sabrina, what I'm saying is that Ralph's motion stands alone because it deals with a different subject matter. What
right,
I'm
yes.
saying is my motion deals with the Fair Campaign Provisions. What I would argue is a violation, and that's the only time the PNB could get involved.
Okay, which motion is that you're talking about, Lawrence?
That's the motion that I said early. That Grace sent for me because I don't have email access.
I believe
okay.
Alex sent it. Alex sent it to Bill.
Okay. That's the one.
Okay, Bill, feel free to chime in here because I don't know what's going on.
Can you tell what time it was sent and what the subject is in the email? Because I did get several emails a little before the meeting.
The subject is contained in the motion, but it has to do with the violation of the Fair Campaign Provisions of the bylaws.
It was sent at 6:36 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 hour ago exactly. Or not 1 hour ago. 6:36 p.m. Eastern Time.
Request information. What is this motion about?
Uh,
Yeah, what is it? Who has a copy of the, who wrote the motion? That's what I need to know. Who wrote the motion, and whoever wrote that motion needs to read it right now.
I think I found it. Well, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Can you please read it, Phil?
You want to do it, Madam Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, please, yes.
Okay, there was Alex in it, right, okay, and it was from a motion from Lawrence. All candidates, the Pacifica bylaws state the following, Article 4, Delegates, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions, all candidates for election as listener-sponsored delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, which airtime shall include time for a statement by the candidate and a question and answer period with call-in listeners. There have been no on-air candidate forums at KPFK, and candidate statements of about a minute in length have not been aired. Both of these things have been done in the past. Therefore, be it resolved that the interim ED, John Fernell, ensure that the KPFK general manager arrange for an on-air on-air candidate forums and the recording of candidate statements as soon as possible, and ensure that the statements get played on the air. Submitted by Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah, this is Dwayne Locke. I wish you a man.
Okay, no set time for gender approval yet. Point of order.
What's your point of order?
I'm sorry, that was in the wrong order. We have not point of order. We have not extended time for gender approval yet. We're in the middle of that conversation.
We'll take it. Okay. Does anybody have any objection to this motion being added to the agenda? Number 4. No. Okay. No one is objecting?
I'm not objecting, but Dwayne Lott asked for the floor to propose an amendment.
Dwayne Lott requests to amend the amendment.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I wish to just add KPFT to next to, in other words, the second station that was on that
Nancy,
motion.
Nancy, point of order.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, Dwayne is asking to amend a motion that has not been put on the floor yet. We're just voting to put it on the agenda right now, correct?
Yeah, absolutely right.
I believe we have to wait. We have to wait.
I withdraw.
Until 20. Okay, all right.
I withdraw.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. And thank you, Wayne. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I think we're out of time, so we should go ahead and vote on the agenda with the amendments that's already been presented by
motion to extend by 5 minutes.
There's a motion to extend already on the floor that was seconded. I made a motion to extend. We never got to it.
Any objections to extending for 5 minutes?
I object.
Okay. Mr. Crozier, please take the vote.
Okay, this is a vote to extend the agenda approval by 5 minutes. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Gary Bost?
No.
Gary votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Abstains.
Chris abstains. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Oh, I'm sorry, you're chairing. I should come back to you last. Okay. Wally James? Can't hear you, Wally. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Adrian votes no. Martha Peterson?
No.
Martha votes no. Ron Pitchback?
No.
Ron votes no. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Secretary Ralph. Oh, okay, Lawrence.
Yes.
Ralph Booch. Yes, okay, got you. Ralph is a yes. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence Booch, yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Pass. James Sagerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Nancy Sorden? Can't hear you, Nancy. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Going back to, let's see, who did we miss? Wally James?
Pass.
Pass. Okay, well, this is the second time around.
I abstain.
Abstain, okay. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Okay, let me count. We have a 11 yes. 8 no's. 1 abstention. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
I already did, and I said no, but the yays get it.
Oh, yeah.
The okay. 20-yard Senate for another 5 minutes. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Now, where
Secretary.
Were we? Oh, sorry, Matt. Mr. Secretary.
We need to vote on Lawrence's amendments, I believe. Or Lawrence and Ralph amendments.
Okay, does anybody object to Lawrence's amendment or Ralph's motion with Lawrence's amendment being placed on the agenda at number 4? Okay, hearing no objections, then there it goes.
Alex Onestak.
Okay, go ahead, Alex.
I would like to move the what is currently item number 10 to become the new item number 3, nomination election of Chair Pro Tem. In other words, I'd like to dispose of that item immediately after agenda approval.
I second, Lawrence.
Okay. Any objection?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Can come later.
Okay. All right, Mr. Secretary, please take the vote then.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace Loach, yes. Gary Boast?
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Robin Collier?
Pass.
Pass. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmecker?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. Sabrina Jacob? Oh, sorry, I'll come back to you. Wally James? What was that, Wally? I heard some noise, but I couldn't tell what you said. Guess we'll come back to you. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrienne LaViolette?
No.
Adrienne votes no. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Martha votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Ron votes no. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes? Okay, I got you, Ralph, as a yes. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
John votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
I'm stuck in a
pass. James Egerton.
Quickly and see what the status is.
I hear somebody else talking in the background.
Tom,
so you can mute yourself, please.
Tom, we can hear you.
Let's see, Mansoor passed. James Egerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Mansoor changes his vote to no.
Okay, Mansoor votes no. Thank you. Nancy was yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Going back, Gary Bost?
I will abstain.
Abstain. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay, Robin votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs? Oh, wait. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Let me count here. Yes. Eight no's. One abstention. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Vote no.
I think it'll be nine no's.
Okay. So that's how many again? Eight no's, or excuse me, what?
12 yes, nine no's. So it's approved.
All right.
Hey, we're out of time for the agenda items.
Okay. So the next thing on the agenda is Alex's motion. Wait a minute, which one was it again? Mr. Secretary, which one is it again that's next?
We're moving item 10 up. Oh, we're at item 10, which is nomination of election of chair pro tem by Steinberg.
Okay. Point of order.
We actually haven't voted to approve the agenda as amended.
Oh, right. Okay. So let's go to a vote to approve the agenda as amended. Are there any objections to the agenda approval as amended? I should ask first before we go through all that. Okay. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay, I got to write in what I'm doing here. So I'm sure I got the votes recorded here, right?
Sure.
So this is to approve the agenda as amended. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Gary Bost?
Yes.
Gary votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmacher?
Pass.
Pass. Dan Goodman?
This is to approve the agenda as amended?
Yes. Couldn't tell how you were voting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said yes.
Okay, Jan votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Wait.
Interior Dwayne. Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Adrian votes no. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Martha votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Abstain.
Abstain. James Egerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Donald Gomecker? You passed. Can't hear you, Donald.
No.
Okay, Donald votes no. No, okay. Dwayne Lark, didn't hear you. Still can't hear you.
Dwayne votes yes.
Okay, Dwayne votes yes. Let me count. That's 17 yes. 3 no's. 1 abstention. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Abstain.
There'll be 2 abstentions.
A request for information when it's appropriate. So we just moved to do an election for a chair pro tem right before the motion to elect Chris Corey as PNB chair. Is that correct? Is that?
That's what they wanted. That's what the people wanted. So that's what the body is. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Director Lark.
Point of order, they actually the election of Ms. Corey was moved farther down the agenda into after the executive session.
But it's still on the same agenda, so it's a moot point, Director Collier, but thank you. Okay.
And a point of information, or actually just let me point out that the agenda also has a note on it that there are 2 open sessions, and it says that this agenda covers both, so whatever is not completed in the first one can be done in the second. So that's part of the agenda we just approved.
Okay.
But we do have an executive session coming up in a little while.
Okay, well, the agenda was approved as amended, so let's move on. I'm at a loss. I'll be honest with you. I'm at a loss as to how to conduct this election pro tem chair. Do we have any nominees? I'll start with you, Alex.
Chris Corey.
I nominate.
Okay, I'll start with Alex. Go ahead.
I nominate Eileen Rosen.
Okay. So we've got Eileen Rosen.
Rosen.
Rosen, I apologize. Thank you. Okay. Any other nominations?
This is Adrian.
Okay. Chris Corey. Okay. Are there any other nominations?
Who made that nomination?
That was by Director LaViolette.
Okay, thank you.
Since we're combining
thank
everything.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this will dispense of the former and the latter motions to get a new chair. I can't wait. All right. Any other nominations? Hearing none. All right. Let's see here. So, Mr. Parliamentarian, with the election of a pro tem chair, is there like a statement that's made by these nominees, or do we just go straight to the vote?
You can go straight to the vote. You have two okay. nominees, and the
yes.
one receiving the highest majority will win.
The highest majority. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Tatum. Okay. Mr. Secretary, whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on just a second. This is election of chair pro tem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and the nominees are Eileen Rosen and Chris Corey. Okay.
That's right.
Chris Aaron.
Chris Corey.
Eileen.
Okay. Eileen, Grace votes Eileen. Gary Bost.
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Robin Collier.
Chris Corey.
Chris Corey. Robin Collier.
Chris Corbin.
Chris Corey, I said.
Robin votes for Chris Corey. Chris Corey. I assume you're voting for yourself. I shouldn't assume anything.
I'll pass.
Okay. Bill Crozier votes for Chris Corey. Squire Wolmacher?
Chris Corey.
Okay, Donald votes for Chris. Jan Goodman?
Corey.
Corey. Sabrina, oh, I'll come back to you, Sabrina. Wally James?
Chris Corey.
Chris Corey. Dwayne Lark?
Eileen.
Okay, Dwayne votes for Eileen. Adrienne LaViolette?
Chris Corey.
Adrienne votes for Chris. Martha Peterson?
Eileen.
Okay, Martha votes for Eileen. Ron Pinchback?
Chris Corey.
Ron votes for Chris Corey. Ralph Pointer?
Eileen.
Okay, Ralph votes for Eileen.
Eileen.
Okay, got you, Ralph, for Eileen. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes? Pass. Sean Rhodes?
Eileen.
Okay, Sean votes for Eileen. Eileen?
I guess me. Eileen.
Okay, Eileen votes for herself. Thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. James Sagerton?
Eileen.
So it's for Eileen. Nancy Sorden.
Eileen.
Nancy votes for Eileen. Alex Steinberg. Can't hear you, Alex. Tom Voorhees.
Eileen.
Tom votes for Eileen.
Alex, I vote for Eileen.
Okay, Alex votes for Eileen. Thank you. And let's see, go back. Chris Corey?
I guess I'll vote for myself since Eileen voted for herself.
Okay. So Chris votes for Chris. Lawrence Reyes?
Eileen.
Lawrence votes for Eileen. Okay, so let me count.
Did Gary vote?
Gary. You forgot Gary.
And you didn't get my vote either.
Oh, I wrote down, well, I'll come back to you in case you want to need to break the tie. Gary, how did you vote?
Okay.
No, right, vote Chris Corey. Chris Corey.
Okay. That's what I thought, but okay. All right, thank you.
I passed the first time.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's right. Okay. Maybe 11 for Eileen. And for Chris, two very well-qualified candidates, I guess. So, Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah. Really dramatic pause. Chris Corey.
So, we have, it'll be 11. It's a tie. 11-11.
The chair's vote counts
no
more.
No.
Mr. Parliamentarian, how do we get ourselves out of this
I'm afraid you're going to have to vote again.
Point of order.
Point of order as well.
Okay, point of order, Director Goldmacher, and point of order, Mr. Saban. Mr. Goldmacher, go ahead.
Yes, the motion fails. Nobody has been elected.
That's what the parliament said. Parliament chair.
I'm sorry.
It's not a motion, it's an election.
Same difference.
Mr. Parliamentarian, can you...
Yeah.
Mr. Parliamentarian, can you clear that up, please?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Remember at the beginning I said whoever gets the highest majority wins? Well,
no one
got the majority. Therefore, you have to re-vote.
Chair, I got a point of order, Lawrence.
So we have to re-vote. Okay.
Yeah.
One moment, Director Reyes. I need a dispense of this situation really quickly here, and I'll get right to you. Okay, and Bill, your counting was on point and everything, right? I'll put you under the microscope right now.
Well, you folks can check me, but let me check again. You want me to read the name? Who voted how?
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. Something, anything.
Okay, for Eileen, I have Grace Aaron, Dwayne Lark, Martha Peterson, Ralph Twainter, Lawrence Reyes, Sean Rhodes, Eileen Rosen, James Sagerson, Nancy Sorden, Alex Steinberg, Tom Voorhees. Let me check the count.
You didn't call my name.
Who's that? Lawrence?
Gary.
Oh, Gary. Oh, you voted for Chris. That was just the Eileen votes. Okay, and then the Chris votes, we have Gary, Robin, Chris, me, it's Bill, Donald, Jan, Wally, Adrienne, Ron, and Mansoor. Is that correct?
That's 10. And Sabrina.
And me.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Sorry, thank you. Sabrina Jacobs, fellowship, vote for Chris also.
Chair, I have a point of order. This is Lawrence.
Director Reyes, I recognize that you need to be recognized, and I also told you that we need to dispense of the situation. So can you hold on for one more moment, please? I will get
sure.
to you. You are on the list. I promise.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
so,
you.
All right, thank you. Okay, well, then that's it. We got to go to another vote. Or, right, Mr. Parliamentarian, we have to go to another vote?
Yeah.
I mean, is there, like, a limit to how many times we vote? Or...
No.
We have a whole agenda. We got other meetings we have to get to, et cetera. So.
Mansoor had a point of order.
And Jan has a point of order.
Okay.
So before we go to the vote, I would like to say my point of order because it's in reference to the voting.
Okay.
It's mine, Chair. And then ask to be recognized before Jan.
Absolutely. Mr. Reyes should be recognized before me.
Okay, both of you. I didn't say I was recognizing either one of you, so just hold on a second, okay? So, Mr. Parliamentarian, we do have to keep voting. Okay, Director Reyes, go ahead.
Thank you. Our bylaws state that when we have an event of a tie, we either draw straws or we flip a coin.
That's for in-person meetings, and this is not an in-person meeting, unfortunately.
Okay.
So, your points will taken, but there's nothing we can do about it since we can't afford to have in-person meetings because the foundation is broke. All right, Director Sabah and Director Goodman. Director Sabah, go ahead.
Yes, I think this motion failed. I know you want to say that it wasn't a motion, but it was brought in as a motion to elect a new chair pro tem, and it failed. We don't need to take the votes again. I disagree with the parliamentarian because this one was a motion to elect a chair pro tem, and it failed because it didn't get more than half the votes.
Your point is well taken, Parliamentarian. I would yep. definitely need for you to respond to that.
Yes.
Excuse me. Before he responds to that, I would like to speak to that question so he can take into consideration my additional thought, which is on the same subject, if that's possible.
Okay. That is possible because I have heard from the Parliamentarian, and you're going to give me a different perspective. Right, Jan? Go ahead.
So, from my perspective, we have a very, very full agenda, and the motion to elect somebody failed because it didn't have a majority, that we have our bylaws say that when there's no chair, the vice chair chairs the meeting, and in this case, I suggest that we continue on with the vice chair, and when we have... At the next meeting, maybe we'll have different people, and we can also actually nominate somebody and do a vote for a permanent for the rest of this term board chair. So my suggestion is, following the bylaws, that we just continue at least this meeting, because there's so much with the bylaw mandated.
Bill, okay. Point of order.
Hold on one second. Okay, your point is well taken, Director Goodman. Director Sabah was before you. Director Crozier.
We're out of time for the open session anyway, so we don't have time for another vote right now. We'll be back in open session after the executive session, though, in 2 hours.
Okay. Well, then we're going to have to take it up then. All right. So we're at 5:54. Go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have heard the comments that the directors have made. There is another one other suggestion. I think most of you know that the chair normally doesn't vote except to make or break a tie. Well, in the instant case, the chair voted and the chair made the tie. If the chair had abstained from voting for either one, that would have broken the tie. And those are some of the reasons why the chair has the power to make or break a tie. So keep that in mind when you vote the next time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Motion to adjourn.
Make a parliamentary inquiry. This is James. Parliamentary inquiry.
I made a motion to adjourn.
That's not debatable.
Second.
All right. We are adjourned. I'm going to give you guys 5 minutes or so because we've got